When you spend most of your time around wild animals, being scared becomes a frequent part of your day. Filmmakers Derek and Beverly Joubert are explorers in residence for National Geographic. They have lived in Botswana for 30 years filming and researching the wildlife around them. They recently got into a really hairy situation when they were working on their film The Soul of the Elephant, which aired as part of Nature on PBS.
Our camp, and we live in a camp, we live under canvas, we've lived under canvas most of our lives, actually. And our camp is way out, 13 hours drive from anybody else. It's fantastic, it's on the edge of the Okavango, so we have a lot of water around us, and rolling plains. It's a little bit like the quintessential African savanna that you would imagine, just with a bit of water overlaid over it. And we spent most of our lives working on big cats and elephants, and we have these animals around us all the time, all day, all night.
Our latest experience has been filming elephants from water. So we've been in a canoe and we've spent many months with them, very silently, you know, gliding towards them and just getting to know them. And at times, we felt that we were almost invisible, that they would take absolutely no attention to us. When they did pay attention to us, it was a little more hair-raising because, you know, being charged from water, when you've got nothing around you but a little canoe, you've just got to have your wits about you. I mean, you're right on ground level with these elephants, and these elephants truly are giants. Big bull elephants tower over you.
You know, we don't carry firearms. The only weapon is our confidence, and we use that all the time. So big bull elephant, 7-ton big bull elephant coming right up. There's only one thing you can do, and that's stand your ground. That elephant will outrun you, and so you've just got to stand there and wait it out. And I think what it is about elephants is that they're so used to everything else moving out of their way and dominating completely, that when you stand your ground, then it confuses them and they lose confidence.
And so staying there would send an immense amount of adrenaline pumping through the veins. It is moments of where you truly, at the end of that, you feel alive. There's no doubt that you are alive and feel charged.
There's a scene in this film, Soul of the Elephants, where I say that I actually enjoy being in the path of a charging elephant because it focuses me. It makes me feel sharp. It's that flow that happens, creative flow. I think that's what it's all about, is just being so knife-edged, focused on living that keeps you alive.
You know, an elephant will often posture, and so they'll hold their head very high, their ears will flap out, they'll shake their head, they'll trumpet. And then when they realize that you do have the confidence and that you could be an issue to them, you'll see less, they'll start getting a little confused and they'll start crossing their legs, the front legs, one after the other. And once that happens, we know we're safe because they then back off.